From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 11th, 2017.
Storm surge is a dangerous event during a hurricane, where furious winds are driving deadly flows of water from our seas to our shores.
That's a stark message from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, about storm surge. The September 10, 2017 arrival of Hurricane Irma's center in Florida made this a good week to revisit the subject of storm surge, which was also the topic of episodes on Superstorm Sandy in 2012 and Hurricane Matthew in 2016. NOAA defined storm surge as the abnormal rise in seawater level during a storm, measured as the height of the water above the normal tide, and caused primarily by a storm's winds pushing water onshore. Along with extremely high winds and heavy rainfall, storm surge is expected to be one of Irma's most severe impacts in Florida and possibly elsewhere, both in coastal communities and along inland waterways. On September 8th, the National Weather Service's Miami Forecast Office predicted life-threatening storm surge for parts of its coverage area. For an introduction to storm surge potential and how residents can prepare for future events, have a listen for about 2 minutes to excerpts from, first, a 2013 National Hurricane Center video, and second, a 2010 Virginia Department of Emergency Management video, including a list of Virginia areas most vulnerable to storm surge flooding.
I'm Daniel Brown, hurricane specialist at NOAA's National Hurricane Center in Miami. Storm surge is the deadliest hazard associated with hurricanes. It's a rise in the sea level produced by water being pushed toward the shore by the force of the winds within a storm. But storm surge is not just a coastal event. In some areas, the seawater can travel well inland with devastating consequences. Storm surge is strongly influenced by a hurricane's track, forward motion, intensity, and size. Changes in any of these storm characteristics will significantly alter the amount of storm surge.
Atlantic hurricanes and tropical storms can put Virginia's coast at risk for flooding. Near the coast, such flooding could be caused by storm surge. It can increase the normal high tide by 15 feet or more. Wind-driven waves on top of the storm surge can cause severe damage. Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Hampton, Newport News, Pocosin, the Middle Peninsula, the Northern Neck, the Eastern Shore, and areas along the James River are all vulnerable to storm surge. If you live or work in these areas, go to www.readyvirginia.gov to find the latest storm surge maps. If you live in an area that may flood, you should be prepared to leave immediately when officials issue an evacuation order for your community. Know your risk. Be prepared before the storm hits. Go to readyvirginia.gov to find storm surge maps and more information about hurricane preparedness in Virginia.
As the second excerpt noted, storm surge information is available online from the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. Here's hoping for the best for people and places in the path of Irma and any future tropical cyclone. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.